1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
KVOE News Time 8:42, and our busy news morning here today, specifically on the morning show interview front. We're dealing with folks that are pretty busy here as well, specifically when it comes to the Neosho Rapids Haunted House, which is just about set to launch its fall run. Tom Riley has more details here as we continue today.
Tom, good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you.
Well, hey, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us here this morning to talk about big happenings, Neosho Rapids Haunted House, and this isn't your first rodeo out there, Tom. 32 years now, huh?
32 years. We missed one year for COVID, but other than that, we've been there every year.
Why is this such a fun deal to be involved with as an organizer's perspective and then watching everybody come rolling on through here the next couple of weekends?
Well, it's always a fun time. Everybody kind of looks forward to it and kind of the highlight of the year. It takes place on the 19th, the 25th, and 26th. There's four different groups in Neosho Rapids that help with it. That would be the Lions Club, the Community Projects Committee, and the Parks Committee, and then the Fire Department.
All right, so you mentioned things will launch here this Saturday night, and where do things get started? How does this all work? How's the setup lined up, Tom?
Well, it all starts out at Community Building at 238 North Main Street, the Community Center. I would recommend parking possibly near the school. There's sufficient parking there for the crowds, and it's a short block walk over to the Community Building.
Good deal. Okay, you mentioned here about kind of general terms what's going to be taking place. Is there a specific, really a specific traffic flow here for the event, or can folks basically kind of walk through at their leisure if they wanted to?
Sure. Once they buy their ticket, we would like them to stay in line. We sometimes groups have tended to venture off, and we're ready to go, and they're gone. We will have four wagons going this year. Typically, they leave every 15 minutes, so your ride will be approximately an hour through the haunted lane. Then we'll come up through the town, then to the haunted house. Then there'll be a cemetery and a maze. And the maze has been enlarged this year. Things are quite a bit different.
So basically, there's a lot of stuff right there.
That's a lot of, yeah.
That's a lot to enjoy. So you mentioned all told about an hour then?
Approximately an hour. It just about typically works that way. It's kind of funny how it does, because a wagon person that's driving the tractor typically will look at his watch and leave, say, at 7:10. Typically it's 8:10 when he arrives back at the Community Building.
So how many people can you get on one wagon then?
Typically it's between 20 to 25.
Okay.
And if you come in as a group, because we do have quite a few groups, we'll try to get you all on one wagon if the number's under 25. Otherwise, we'll probably split you in two groups.
Okay. Tom, I have to ask, how much prep work, kind of behind-the-scenes work, do you need to do in order to make this go? And talk maybe about the folks that are involved with this in order to make this such a popular community attraction for the fall.
Sure. There's the number varies every night, but typically down on the haunted lane, there's 12 to 15 people down there, and that's just kind of a brief stop to get you primed or get you ready. And then it comes back to the house. There at the house, typically anywhere from 30 to 50 will be there, and they'll greet you. We'll have some wishes. They will help you, give you directions on what, you know, what we're going to do and who wants to go and so on. Typically, people are braver up in line than they are once they get off the wagon.
That's well said. That's well said. Tom Riley is joining us again with the Neosho Rapids Haunted House activities here this weekend and next. Tom, I know there's been, I think, a charity component to this in years past. Is that also part of this as well this year?
Yes. Tickets are $10, but if you bring a can of food or dry goods that can get it can store, that will all go to the food pantry. Typically, we've collected 500-plus items, and it's been a real good deal for the food pantry over here.
Well, that's a great thing.
Yes.
And I understand also that, you know, if you get there and you're hungry, you'll have a concession area, too. Is that the high school that will be running that this year?
Yes, we would encourage people to please come hungry because the high school after prom group is going to be serving chili, hot dogs, and chili dogs, hot and cold drinks, and my favorite, cinnamon rolls, which would be typically homemade.
Oh, boy. That's where it's at right there.
Right there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is where it's at. All right, Tom, let's reset it here before we wrap things up here. The hours, the times, and just kind of the traffic flow here for this weekend and next weekend at Neosho Rapids.
Okay. You'll come to the Haunted House on the 19th, the 25th, 26th. Ticket sales will start at 6:30, and typically we have people waiting there at 6:30. And then ticket sales shut off at 10 o'clock. But if you have a ticket and are in line before 10 o'clock, we will guarantee you we'll continue with the tractors, which we have in the past. A lot of times tractors run until 10:30 or 11
okay.
just because we have the people, you know, there to do it. And I would really encourage them to help the after-prom committee out in the concessions.
And that will the concessions will be in where the community building then?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And do you have something set aside for the little ones, Tom? Looks like there might be something new out there this year.
Yeah, we do. Down at the house itself, like I mentioned earlier, sometimes they're braver when they get on
yes.
the wagon than they are when they get off. And when they come down there, we've got a trailer set up. It's an enclosed trailer. One end will be open, and we'll have some coloring pages or some you know, child activities. Perhaps a few 26-year-olds might be coloring pictures. I don't know.
That's fabulous.
Well, great opportunity. Yeah, tickets are only $10, and you get a dollar off each ticket with a canned food donation. And this is Neosho Rapids' 32nd annual Haunted House. Boy, they got the hayrack rides and the maze, all kinds of stuff. So it's just more than a haunted house. They do it right there, all put on by the Neosho Rapids Lions Club, the Fire District Number 5 folks, the Parks Committee, and the Neosho Rapids Projects Committee, all teaming up to bring you a spooktacular fundraising event that starts this weekend on the 19th, and then will be happening both days, the 25th and the 26th. Did we leave anything out, Tom?
No, I don't believe so. The house does have a couple new tenants in there. So that'll be a surprise for everyone, but I might say there is a new meat locker in there.
Okay. A new meat locker in the Neosho Rapids Haunted House.
Ooh, spooky. Just
and then
about
the
it.
Other side, there's going to be a witch's cauldron.
Ah, there you go.
So we've got a variety of things.
You got a lot of attractions there, Tom.
Yes.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Tom.
Hey. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, Tom Riley previewing. A lot of previewing there. The 32nd annual Neosho Rapids Haunted House, Chuck.
Yeah.
Which opens up this Saturday, and then we'll be running again on the 25th and 26th.
Great stuff. Now, as far as tomorrow's schedule is concerned, as we wrap things